In Iraq today, continued violence and scattered demonstrations. Suicide car bombers attacked Iraqi police stations in Baghdad in two separate attacks that left at least 8 Iraqis dead and 17 injured. And after last night's celebrations over Saddam Hussein's capture, there were pro-Saddam demonstrations today in a few towns. NPR's Ivan Watson traveled to Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit and filed this report.
On a highway 45 minutes north of the Iraqi capital, dozens of young Iraqi men marched and waved portraits of Saddam Hussein. Cars honked their horns as the teenagers chanted, "With our blood and our souls, we defend you, Saddam." Several hundred supporters also chanted the same slogan at a similar demonstration held in the former dictator's hometown of Tikrit, where many residents still call Saddam president. U.S. soldiers and Iraqi police dispersed the rally, and throughout the day there was a large military presence in the streets of the city. Tanks and foot patrols moved past spray-painted pro-Saddam and anti-American slogans. In some places, U.S. forces appeared to have painted over the Arabic graffiti with the English words, "Saddam sucks." A sunset curfew has been in place here since Saturday, but that did not stop several shooting and bomb attacks against U.S. forces. This morning, a dozen soldiers stood taking photos of a parked truck that had been carrying U.S. military cargo on a highway leading into Tikrit. There were 3 bullet holes in the truck's windshield, and a pool of blood lay on nearby asphalt. Army spokesmen say 2 contractors were wounded in the strike. In the Tikrit Teaching Hospital, people said they were in shock when they first heard news of Saddam's capture. This Iraqi still refused to believe Saddam gave up to American soldiers without firing a single shot.
I believe that it's not true, because I'm sure that Saddam will kill himself, but he won't give up like this to the foreigners.
The hospital director says every night he gets at least 1 Iraqi patient wounded by U.S. gunfire, and last night was no exception. 23-year-old Marwan Latif lay in a hospital bed, trembling and delirious from the 3 bullet wounds in his wrist, shoulder, and chest. Latif's uncle, Habib el-Meleh, says he witnessed the aftermath of a collision yesterday after Latif drove his car past a convoy of 3 American Humvees.
And when he came out of his car to see what was going on, he just was raising his hands. They shot him to his left hand, and he fell down. And when he fell down, he was a black soldier. He came over him, and between 3 meters, he shot 2 shots more in his chest.
U.S. spokesmen could not comment on this incident. They said the military did have a no-pass policy. It forbids Iraqis from driving past army convoys, and it allows soldiers to fire on Iraqi vehicles that do so, but only after ample warning. For Meleh, the victim's uncle, Saddam's capture was irrelevant.
And now this my nephew, he will be maybe paralyzed all his life. And I think that the soldiers here now, it seems as they are here for hunting. As people got to hunting birds, so now they are hunting humans here.
2 days after U.S. soldiers found Saddam hiding in a pit outside Tikrit, there appears to be little change in the tactics of the Iraqi insurgents. Likewise, for the residents of this region, the U.S. occupation continues to be as grim and unpopular as ever. Ivan Watson, NPR News.